This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents Kiss of Death by Paul Finch, narrated by Paul Thornley.
Prologue. 2014. Okay. Here's how we do it. Now pay attention, Brian. Pay very close attention. The older one was speaking, the one who'd been so indescribably vicious all night. It was a strange thing, but as recently as one day ago, if you'd asked Brian Kelso which of two desperate criminals you'd expect to be the most unrestrainedly violent, the older one or the younger one, he'd have opted for the younger one every time. But of course, the last 9 hours had not just changed his views on that. It had changed everything. "Are you listening?" the guttural voice wondered. Again, the guy sounded as if he was from East Yorkshire. Again, Kelso made a mental note to remember this, so that he at least had something he could tell the police, though both he and Justine needed to survive this ordeal first. "Yes, I'm listening," he told the throwaway phone they'd supplied him with. "Drive out of the north end of town along Welton Road. You know it."
"Yes."